Hello? Hello, Dawn Angel calling Mark Saxon on spaceship Sun Eagle. We are ready to guide you through the barrier. Turn Sun Eagle to automatic control and we will bring you in. Hello? Hello, Mark. Mark in Sun Eagle, are you receiving me? Over.
Sergei, what's happened? Mark should be ready to enter through the light barrier, and he doesn't answer. What's happened?
The makers of Omo with Power Foam present No Place to Hide, featuring the world's strangest investigator, Mark Saxon, in... Operation Armageddon.
How many times have you had to risk a favorite woolly in the wash, and it shrank, no matter how carefully you washed it? Maddening, isn't it? But now you need worry no longer. Softly is here. Softly, the new Lever Brothers product, specially formulated for washing precious woolens. Softly takes the worry out of washing woolens, stops them from shrinking, fading, matting, pilling, all the things woolens used to do. New Softly, recommended by the South African Wool Board.
Do as vivacious Elka Sommer does and pamper your complexion with Lux Beauty Soap.
You see, the lather is so pure and mild and gentle. I'd like every woman to use Lux.
What is it, Captain? Why do you hesitate? We're nearly through. The tunnel is completed. We have but to conceal the entrance.
Wait, wait. Can you not see above us there in the failing light? It can't be.
There is a spacecraft. It hovers. But, Captain...
It cannot be one of the craft from Ellison. There are no craft near my deck. And Linus threatens another bombardment of the barrier when the light goes. And if that is not a friendly craft, it must be one that returns to my take. It cannot be.
It begins to descend. Quickly, Captain, conceal yourself into the tunnel, quickly.
Whoever it is will not see us in here. But it was only just in time. You know, this is also very strange.
It is all the more reason why we should proceed. We have everything we need. There is no need to conceal the entrance. A small opening in the surface so near to the swamps will not be noticed.
Yeah, you are right. Very well. Follow me. We will work our way along the tunnel and hope to come out on the far side of the barrier. Come, after me.
Mark. Mark, this is Dawn Angel calling the Sun Eagle. Why don't you answer? Are you ready to be brought through the barrier? Please acknowledge. Over.
Sorry, Dawn. Yes, Mark Saxon ready to bring the Sun Eagle into base. I could not switch to automatic pilot because I wanted to go lower over the swamp area. I thought I saw something gleaming in the failing light. Went lower, but it's too dark now. Over.
Thank heaven. We thought we'd lost you. All right, Mark. If you're all set, switch to automatic and we'll bring you through the southern barrier entrance. Over.
Ready, Dawn. Switching to automatic now. Over and out.
You've closed the barrier again, Ereton?
Yes, yes, it seems to be all in order. Mark was brought in quite safely and speedily. Have you been with him?
No, I was working in main control. Sergei and Dawn have gone to welcome him.
Well, it will be very interesting, Dr. Constance, to hear what that young man has been up to.
Yes, he says that he has help for us. Knowing Mark, that's very encouraging. He understands exactly the forces that we're up against. And he knows only too well that we haven't got the means to win the war unaided.
Quite, quite. It was always a rather hopeless business as our feeble little attempt at the rocket attack showed. However, Why was Mark so long before switching control over to us and letting us bring the Sun Eagle in? Dawn lost touch with him, and I had the barrier entrance open far longer than I liked.
I'm not quite sure. He said he saw something strange down by the swamps that lead to the sea jungles. He went down to investigate.
Something strange? In what way strange?
Well, he couldn't find out. The light was going. You know what it's like outside the barrier. The light is cruel at the best of times. Very bright lights and harsh black shadows. When the light fades, the shadows become longer and quite black. It changes so quickly. Whatever it was Mark thought he saw, it wasn't there a few moments later.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing one can do about it now. Shall we make our way over to join the others, Dr. Constance?
Yes, I was about to suggest it, Aradon. After you.
Oh, it's great to have you back with us, Mark.
Not before time. We almost gave you up.
Oh, I'm sorry if I caused you any concern. I returned as quickly as I could. It's wonderful to be back.
We're all restraining ourselves from asking the important question. Where have you been and what plans have you made?
Well, Sir Gay, it's a very long and rather complicated story. I'd rather like to rest and freshen up before I tell you. I think we should all be together anyway.
Yes, of course.
You must be absolutely worn out, Mark. Here, have another drink.
Thanks, Dawn. This will do me fine. One glass of the Mitek fire water is quite enough, thank you.
Aradon says it's strictly non-alcoholic.
Oh, it tastes quite potent to me. Yeah. Oh, well, it's very good to see you alive and well. Now that Linnaeus hasn't got through the Ray Barrier yet. Has Xanth been keeping up the attacks?
Well, he would if he were alive, but he's not.
What?
He tried to sneak his way in by pretending he was you aboard the Sun Eagle. He actually made the landing, but we stopped him trying to get through the Ray Barrier.
That must have been a close call.
It was thanks to Sergei and his suspicious mind. It really was quite exciting. You know, Mark,
Dr. Constance, Aradon.
Grand to see you back, Mark.
Welcome back to my tech, Mark. It is indeed good to see you.
Well, I've just been saying that I feel very relieved to be here. I'm sorry I can't go into a long and immediate explanation. Perhaps after I've rested, we can all get together. Meantime...
Meantime, I think we shouldn't spoil a good chance of a celebration. What about a drink, Aradon?
No, thank you. I never touched that sort of liquor.
But Aradon, you told me it was just a light, refreshing, cool drink.
Okay, Aradon, caught out. Here, Mark, let me fill your glass. Dawn, you?
Yes,
thank you.
Good, all right, I'll fill the glass now.
Sergei, may I have a word with you?
Oh, yes, of course, Aradon. What is it?
It may be nothing, but I'm still rather worried regarding the security on the entrance to the barrier. You may remember when Mark made an approach, he thought he saw something near the swamps. Now, Dawn also picked up signals. I wonder if we've been careless about this. I can't help but recall Zan...
We are through. We are inside the barrier. We are in Araton's Mitek.
Splendid. Now, quickly, my friend, out of the spacesuits and conceal them in the tunnel, covering the entrance.
It will be a great relief to get out of the hermit. Let me help you, Captain. There. How is that?
That is better. It is good to breathe naturally again. Now, you, my friend, come...
Out of the suits, Captain. It is good that we wear the black uniforms beneath. If we keep to the shadows, no one will notice us.
And we managed it before the darkness descended upon my tech and before the rocket barrage started.
What is that?
Oh, I suppose the words only in time. The raid is about to begin. Under cover of the raid, we will slip into the city. We will find the buildings of importance in the center. Particularly that one which operates the Ray Barrier. Come, my friend. The attack begins.
Is this a special attack, or have they all been like that?
It may have been a little more intense than most, but they're usually all pretty heavy. Perhaps Linnaeus is out to show us the power that he can land on our planet as opposed to the feeble efforts we made to get a force through to him.
You can see that although the ray barrier holds and there's no actual damage done, the vibration is terrific. We've been forced to move all the delicate work to underground rooms. Constant attacks such as these are wearing everyone's nerves a little thin.
If that barrier ever cracks or the mechanism fails to work...
Then it will be a swift end to everyone and everything on Mitek.
Yes, just a quarter of the rockets landing on the surface would wipe everything out as though it had never existed.
Yes, I can understand that. Well, I suppose now is as good a time as any to tell you what I suggest we do to save Mitek and get ourselves out of here.
We can't wait to hear.
And whatever you say, the answer is yes. I've had Mitek under these conditions.
Well, I agree with Dawn. We're getting nowhere fast. It's time something happened to reverse the tables. Come on, tell us, Mark. What are your plans?
New Signal soccer game. Get the excitement of real soccer in your own home. All you need is a board and any Signal cue. Collect your free Signal soccer game from your nearest stockist. Signal soccer.
White stripes taste super fresh. Red stripes protect your breath. Signal keeps red fresh all day.
You appear to hesitate. Is it such a drastic plan that you have for us?
Yes. Yes, Sigrid. I'm afraid it's exactly that. It's a plan that will take courage and perhaps it'll even take faith.
Faith? Faith in what, Mark?
Faith in my newly formed friends and a planet called Bessereus. Faith in their abilities, although they won't actively take part in our struggle. Faith, perhaps, above all else, in my own judgment.
Bessereus? I've never heard of such a planet.
It lies in the constellation of Quintal, the galaxy of Silurian. At least that's what the old Greeks used to say.
The Greeks? But, well, they could have had no knowledge of it.
The Greeks told stories of the planets as fairy tales. The planets were a figment of their imagination. Isn't that so, Mark?
Greasy dirt out.
You should meet Mr. Powerfoam.
Mr. Powerfoam?
Yes, even the toughest dirt hasn't a chance against Powerfoam. Omo with Powerfoam gives you the cleanest, whitest wash in the world.
We were fortunate to get into the city before any security check was made.
Yes, Captain. What are your plans now?
Concealment, rest, and then... an exploration of the main buildings.
Ah.
You see, look. This must be the central sector from which Ariton works.
I see.
We must get inside the walls. Once in there, I am sure we can destroy the light barrier. And that will be the end of Mitek and all who inhabit her.
Of Omo with Powerfoam invite you to listen every weekday night, Monday to Friday at 7:15, to No Place to Hide.
SA Spaardienst bied u hoë rentekoerse en belastingvrye voordele. Om uw spaarprobleme opgelost te kry, spreek gerust uw postmeester. Spaar nou. Spreek uw postmeester.